Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from Psalm 107. I'm just going to read the first three verses, and then I want to summarize a little bit more of the psalm. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from the east and the west, from the north and the south. And then the psalmist goes on to talk about those who wandered in desert wastelands, and we can see the picture of the people of God coming up out of Egypt, wandering through the wilderness. And then there's this picture also of those who sat as prisoners, suffering because they had rebelled against God, and we can see the picture of exile. But either way, the purpose of the psalm is, let those God has saved tell their story. And then at the end it said, in verse 15, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he breaks down gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. So today I wanted to just encourage you, what is your story? To ask you that question, what is your story and how does your story need to be told? Because this psalm encourages the redeemed of the Lord. That word redeemed just means to be bought back. Those God has saved encourages them to tell their story. So what is your story? And how could you tell your story so that it might encourage others, so that it might give glory to God? My story is the story of a kid who grew up in church, tried to do all the right things in some ways. Obviously, I didn't do all the right things, but, you know, was trying to live the Christian life, but mostly in my own strength. My story reminds me of the older brother in the prodigal son who stayed home and didn't leave, didn't go out and do all the things, but then resented the fact that he had to stay home, right? And so the older brother says, here I've been serving you or slaving for you, the words in the scripture, all these years, and you've never thrown me a party. And so it's this kind of trying to follow God out of obligation. That's my story. And I remember there was this day where God's love kind of overwhelmed me. And I remember thinking, there's literally nothing I can do to earn God's love. And there's also nothing I can do to lose God's love. And that realization helped draw me into this relationship with God that was different than the relationship I'd grown up with. And the relationship I'd grown up with was trying to make God happy or somehow make God like me. And my relationship with God over the years, hopefully, has become more and more just based in the fact that God is already happy with me. God loves me in spite of my sinfulness. And that God has forgiven me, while maybe I didn't go out and do some of the things outwardly, there was a lot of inward sin. There was a lot of bitterness and hatred and lust and things that God had to work out of me. And those things are the exact same, Jesus says. The sin inside our hearts eventually becomes expressed outwardly. And so God is still working on me. But my story is a story of someone who was born in the church, who's lived in the church, but at some point had to realize that I had to have a relationship with God, a loving relationship with God, not just this kind of, okay, God, I'll do what you tell me because I have to, or, but it became a loving relationship. And I hope that that love just continues to grow, as Paul says. I hope that I will know how high and wide and deep and long is the love of God in Christ Jesus. Never thought God would call me to be a pastor or to do the things I'm doing right now. Never even crossed my mind. And yet in God's perfect timing. He helped me to realize that this was the life that he had for me, and it took me a while to figure that out. I stumbled along the way, but eventually realized that the only place I would be fulfilled in life is in the ministry, is in leading others to Christ, teaching about Christ, and seeking to lead a group of people, specifically a local church body, in the way of Christ. And I've learned a lot there too, and still growing. So I just pray that whatever your story is, you'd be willing to tell it today. Maybe as I've just told you a short version of my story, may you be willing to share your story with those you meet today, because God has saved us all from something, and our story may encourage someone else along the way. And it will ultimately always give glory to God. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.